We won't say anything.
Yes.
Yeah, I did. And I thought, Jared's so good.
I usually will get sometimes and then I get busy and I'll be back.
Emily, so good. It was so good. I just saw it. You're seeing it tomorrow, right?
Well, I saw it being nice.
Okay.
And then that's where I'm at and then Saturday.
The props, the way they set it up in the garage. It was well done.
I just think before we go into this, we need to check firewalls and things for what happened at the courthouse.
Was that the night before?
No, like
you. Who did it? For who?
That's my birthday guest.
It is?
Because we never made a definite decision.
Thank
you. We were going to do that.
We didn't.
He?
I don't know if we did the walking, but. Yeah.
Okay.
That was 6:30.
All right. Thank you all for being here. We'll call our council meeting to order for February 18th, 2026, time 6:30 p.m., actually 6:31. And we're in Manti City Building, 50 South Main in Manti. Our roll call, all are present, Brian Francois, Jennifer Jensen, A.J. Maurer, myself, Mary Pipes, Megan Johnson, and our city manager and recorder. To begin with, I'd ask A.J. Maurer if he would offer us a prayer.
Our dear Heavenly Father, we're grateful to bow our heads before Thee at the beginning of this council meeting. We're so grateful for the town which we live in and for the strong things that we hold here in this community. We're so grateful for all of our employees that work and serve this community to make it better. We're grateful for the council and the mayor and everybody that is involved to keep this city going around. We bless the Spirit may be here tonight that we may make the best decisions that we can and do what we need to do. And these things we say in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, AJ.
Everyone, please stand. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Jen. As will be typical, our first item on the agenda is declaration of any conflicts of interest. If anyone has a conflict with what we're discussing this evening, please make it known.
Mayor, I don't know if this is relevant or not, but I sit currently as a vice president on the senior board here in Manti, and I know that's one of the items we're going to be talking about is the senior center and the work that's going to be happening there. So just make that known.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Our second item is the approval of our council minutes from February 4th, 2026. Is there any discussion or any items? I know that there were some updates that were posted later today. No comments? In that case, I will accept a motion to approve the minutes of February 4th, 2026.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
Thank you. Motion made by Mary Pipe, seconded by Brian Francois. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion passes. The minutes are approved. Thank you. The next item, we might have to wait a minute, is our monthly financial report, which our city manager, Jason Brown, is going to provide. And I think he just probably ran to get a paper or two.
Or a cable to hook up to the TV.
Oh, do you know what? I'll bet that's it. So that he could show everybody. You know, just talking about the problems with laptops, his new laptop, the cable wouldn't connect. And so he had, the last meeting, he used McKay's.
Well, that's right. So, Matt, just keep going. We can't do number four. We can go to five.
Okay, we'll skip to number five, item number five, and then we'll go back as soon as he gets back. You're getting the other one.
My computer's 11, sorry.
We're just, while you get the computer hooked up, Jason, we're skipping three and four for a second and going to item number five, which is the council meeting schedule. And the second council meeting for March is when we are having the UMPA conference. So we have two options. One is to cancel it. One is to move it to that final week of March. And any discussion or input that you care to make?
Is there anything that we need to discuss that's pressing, or would we be good? I know in the past we haven't had a meeting, but if it's necessary, I think we better have one sometime. But
okay, we're required to have at least one.
I think if we do the regular one on March 4th, and then we can cancel the one on March 18th, and if needed, if something comes up between the 4th and the 18th, we could then schedule a meeting for the 25th.
Okay. So given that input, I will accept a motion to cancel the second council meeting in March.
I'll make a motion to cancel the second city council meeting in March.
Motion made by Brian Francois and seconded by Megan Johnson. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion to cancel the second council meeting in March is approved and passed. Are you ready, Jason, with number three yet?
Almost.
Or if you want, I can do item six. Okay. Since we need to have a motion to approve the bills, and those would be signed following the adjournment of the meeting this evening, so I'll accept a motion. Anyone?
I'll make that motion. We approve the bills and sign them after we adjourn.
I'll second that.
Motion made by Jay Maurer, seconded by Jen Chris Jansen. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion passes. Thank you. Boy, we're just motoring right along here. How are you doing down there, Jason?
He's got a screen now.
Been today, just like this. It's
nice. About like the weather, huh?
Yeah, right.
I don't know if anybody heard, Alta got 42 inches of snow.
I did not hear that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well,
yeah.
That's amazing. An inch.
Right?
Oh, look at this. Hot dog. Two screens up. We're on a roll. Jason, do you want me to move to item 7, which is continuing business?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, I think that all of those are just, do we have any input? Jen or Mary for America 250? I think the others are just on hold there for...
We were going to have a meeting today, but one of the sheriffs had to go out of town, so we have moved that meeting to March 3rd. However, we do... we'll be discussing in closed session some co-chairs.
Okay.
So we are making progress and things are moving along.
Thank you.
So I have a thought on the America 250 on the 4th of July. I just something that's been on my mind, I'll throw it out there to you. I know that there have been a couple of people that made a comment about the possibility of maybe having 2 days worth of celebration and having maybe on that Friday. Now, really, if people work, right, so it might, I don't know if they would get that day off because the 4th is on a Saturday or what, but like the, for instance, the home run derby and some of those things that are done at the park, maybe done on the day before, and so then on the day of the 4th, everything is kind of focused, you know, where all the families and that are down at the park, you know, enjoying all of those activities down there. I just throw that out there as a thought, because it is going to be a pretty big deal this year.
Thanks, Brian. And for those who get a federal holiday, then yes, the day when it falls on a weekend, if it's on a Sunday, then Monday is given. If it's on a Saturday, Friday.
Yeah, so we have the opportunity probably to do some things
right.
And make it a bigger thing over 2 days.
I believe they do have some things planned for that Friday. Don't they? Didn't I say, Jen, they're doing pickleball tournament again? Uh-huh. So yes, they are definitely thinking in that direction to have it be a 2. And then see, if we do the potluck on the 5th, that will actually make it a 3-day celebration too. So we're just taking out all the stops this year. We're going to party hard.
Great, thanks. And then in terms of the Planning Commission meeting that was, I assume that's been discussed?
They did hold their... They held their public hearing this last Tuesday.
Okay.
Yes.
So then recommendations will still be coming?
Yeah. I believe they will be forwarding that to us, and then we'll be in our wheelhouse.
Thank you. Okay. Jason, did I do a good job at stalling?
Where was it this morning?
So we'll go back to item number 3, the monthly financial report.
All right, this will get us through the end of January. So we'll just run down through our revenue section. You can see there our budget year completion is 58%. Total revenues, if you look down at the bottom right, we're at 48%. So through January, taxes received $744,000 and change, 68% of our estimated budget. License and permits, $7,215. Interlocal government, $231,497. Charges for services, $490,579.01. Fines, $15,838.60. Miscellaneous revenues, $158,791.82. Contributions, we still haven't done that yet, so we'll need those. Transfers, $166,066.64.
So you can see there, we have a total revenue through the 7 months, $1,814,563.18. Are there any questions on the revenue so far?
No.
Expenses, I'll just jump down to the bottom. We're also at 48% of the expended budget. Overall, so municipal courts, $31,767.35. Administration expenses, $344,149.33. Old City Hall expenses, $3,268.77. The city building is $70,356.01. The city complex across the street is $86,648.39. Public safety, $209,309.03. Fire is $77,452.65. Health services, $21,015.49. You can see there's a large overrun to date on that. Flood control, $10,170.28. Highway expenses, $93,237.51. Class C roads, $155,916.83. Our waste collection is $161,945.97. The Memorial Park is $39,849.86. The pool didn't change any from last time, 1.1, $232.68. And our rec sports is at $176,377.66. The senior center, talk about that in a minute, is at $2,886.33. The library is $109,397.15. Cemetery is $75,852.35. Airport expenses, $11,652.97. And economic development, we are at $17,242.98. Total expenses through January, $1,809,725.59. And so far, we have a net revenue over expenses of $4,837.59.
So, Jason, do you happen to know the health services one? Why that was over as much as it is?
Can't mention why that was getting higher. I apologize. I don't recall off the top of my head.
Yeah, I'm sort of remembering you mentioned that too.
Yeah. Any question on expenses? Moving on to our enterprising funds. Water revenues are $597,157.50. Water expenses, $340,327.40. So a net revenue of $256,830.10. Our sewer revenues are $311,794.77, with expenses at $146,440.53, with net revenues of $165,354.24. Our electric revenues are $1,666,571.20. And electric expenses are $1,152,797.76. So the net revenue over expenses of $513,773.44. And on the special revenue funds, the municipal building authority revenues is $38,058.25. Municipal building authority expenses are $63,511.88. So in the red, $25,452.63. And our perpetual care is at $16,921.04. That gets us through the end of January.
Thank you, Jason. Appreciate that. Any discussion or any questions on the financial report, any of you? We will then move to item number 4, which is the Senior Center Improvement Project update, and we'll turn that over to City Manager Brown for that information.
Oh, very good. So last Friday, myself and staff down there, as well as Rick Christensen, our contractor, met on site. We looked at the project as a whole. As you know, this originally was applied for back in 2024, and with the delays from federal government shutdown, we finally got this week the contract from CDBG for our funding. So one of the requirements, they wanted us to rebid the project, and I said no, we'd already rebid it twice. And so what we needed further from Rick was updated cost, because his original bid was January of 2024. Mm-hmm. So we met there. We've decided on a few changes that we think would be more beneficial to the structure itself and to the ease of servability there at the Senior Center. Appreciate Stacy and Jennifer there as we looked at that and discussed all the things top to bottom, in and out. I appreciate your feedback and what you thought on our new revised kind of work scope there. They're the ones that provided the bulk of the input, which I really appreciated.
Do you have some comments?
Thank you.
Any of you?
I felt like it was kind of extreme what they were going to put in there to begin with, and so we kind of went what we thought was going to be better. They were going to do completely commercial kitchen. That's not necessary there. It is not needed. It's not needed, and it's not feasible for what the purpose is.
Yeah,
what we're needing. So they were going all stainless steel cabinets, everything like that. I think basic cabinets, if they're flat, they can be cleaned. They wanted to take out the island, and Jenny was like, no, absolutely not. Just things like that. The bathrooms in the front definitely needed some work. All the flooring. It was a good visit. I felt like there were things in there that was in there that
No,
a scene table, like those things, not necessary. Like, so I felt like we did some cutting.
Good modifications.
Which I think will be great all the way around. We felt like it was extreme, and Jenny works there, and she gave her advice. I gave my advice as the county manager, but we felt like it didn't need those things that were in that bid. So hopefully we can save
quite a bit. Yeah, so long term we think this will be a better solution. We will also have a refrigerator there for our public use, which will be dedicated solely for those who rent the building.
Yeah.
so that they're not getting into the senior center's refrigerators and freezers. We'll have those locked in a room. In a new storage room, we'll have a wall built to secure those. It'll be really good when we're done. So we're finally getting traction. You know, we're supposed to have the contract 1st of January. Here we are. So we will follow the protocol of CDBG, get a pre-construction meeting scheduled, and get rolling. We'll give them enough time that they'll be able to move their stuff out of the building so Rick and his crew can just go to town and anticipate 4 months of construction.
Yeah, and so to that, I know Stacy mentioned to me today that, you know, obviously they're going to be moving over to the county building, right, by the fairgrounds, and while the construction's going on, but they can only be in there until June 30th. After June 30th, they have to be out. And so that may be a little bit of a challenge with the 4 months.
That's 4 months.
Well, all I'll say for Rick is I know he'll do his best.
Yeah.
Would you entertain a comment or a couple of questions from the floor?
You should get those to the mayor, sorry.
Can you hang on to them until we do our public comment?
Sure.
Sharia? Thank you.
Can I ask a question? We talked about doing the carpets in the bathroom and stuff originally, and we weren't going to have enough money. So now do we have enough money maybe to make some better improvements to...
As soon as Rick gets me his revised bid numbers, we will see where we're at.
Okay.
He thought we would be lower than the original estimate.
Yeah, because that bathroom needed some attention.
Yeah, those front bathrooms will they'll be both redone.
So that's
terrific.
Yeah. On your sheet that you've got in the packet, you have both of those bathrooms getting, I guess this is all pending the final bid.
Right.
But the two bathrooms being completely remodeled with new fixtures. And then hopefully some vinyl flooring throughout the whole building, as well as painting and things like that to get rid of the carpet, which is not a good thing in there. So I loved everything that you've got on there, Jason. I know you put a lot of effort into this, and I know it's still kind of TBD based on what Rick comes back with on his quote. But hopefully all of this can fit into the quote, because that would be wonderful.
Yeah, one of the things that will help offset some of the costs is the city electrical department will do the work inside the building. So that should help us. We're hopeful that we could actually add a couple things toward the end of the project, depending on expenses. But this should make the facility a lot nicer for the community to use. And especially for the seniors.
Thank you for your help on that, Jason.
Do we have an anticipated start date? Or hopeful
start
date? I don't
dare say anything because CDBG is... We have to have it scheduled. Pre-construction meeting, they will not let us start with that
Okay,
one.
All right. We're hoping that it will go smoothly. Thank you, Jason. Council, any more questions or comments on the senior project? Okay, we already did the council meeting reschedule for March and improvement and continuing business. So then we are on to council member reports. And Brian, I'll start with you.
Well, so I had an opportunity to attend my first library board meeting last night, and they've got a lot going on. You know, they're moving their whole cataloging system from what they have had for a long time to a new system. It's called COA Aspen, and it's going to be really remarkable when they get that done, and it's going to really save a lot of time and effort for everybody there. So that's kind of an ongoing thing, and they're hoping to have that done in the next couple of months. Other libraries, Ephraim and Mount Pleasant, are doing the migration at the same time. So that's nice because they all three in the consortium can feel the pain at the same time. And I think that Luke has been offering a little bit of IT assistance over there for some of that. And then they're working on putting together the programs that they're going to be doing. One of them is their summer reading program. And one of the activities they're doing, and this is going on right now, by the way, they have blind date with a book. And so you can go and get a book, and it's wrapped up like a Christmas present, so you have no idea what that book is. And then in the book, there is a place to rate the date. Would you date this book again? Or, you know, how did you feel about this? And what's wonderful is they leave that open to people to say, you know what, I read the first page and it didn't grab me, so I'm not going to read it. You know, so from that extreme to, oh my gosh, I love the book, or I read the book and that was so-so or whatever. But they're just looking to get some feedback on that. I think that's kind of clever, a clever thing to do. And they've got some other activities. One of them that I thought was really interesting is themed Unearth a Story. And the story is dealing with the community, with the city of Manti, the community. And so they're hoping to provide some opportunities for people to get to know their community better through this little project. And in the meeting I had mentioned something that you are all familiar with, and that I got familiar with when we bought our home in 2007, was the Saga of Sam Pitch, right? Which was a great little publication that was authored by many residents, right? Some that are living here and some that lived here but maybe don't live here anymore, but know some of the history and share stories. And I thought, wouldn't it be neat if we involved the community to do maybe a more modern version of that, and to get some more stories so people can get to know the community a little bit better. So there's a lot of stuff going on with the library. Jason, I know you're aware of some improvements that are required, or they're talking about with the stairs and the banister and stuff. So I know you've got a handle on all of that. But anyway, it was fun being there and being a part of that group. We've got some community members that are on that board that they're there, and they're there because they want to be there, and it's a good thing. So
great.
That's all I've got.
Thank you, Brian. Jen.
Okay, we had our first youth city council meeting last week. It was great. We had six students there, two more that have committed with applications that were unable to attend. So I think we're off to actually a really good start. We've got a nice diversity of kids in ages, and we have some homeschooler kids there, all ages. So McKay's on top of getting an agenda worked up for our next meeting already, and getting a contact list made up for all those kids so we keep them involved. We are still going to go with the second Wednesday of the month, 7 o'clock at night, to be our regular meeting schedule. And we'll just go from there and, you know, get them involved and let them run it how they see fit, how they want it. We'll try to let them structure it, you know, fit their needs. So Megan was there also. I'll let her speak to what she thought about it too. So, but yeah, good support that way. And then just the legislative session, we're in week 5. LPC is head over heels in bills. They're tracking over 200 bills, very engaged in obviously land use bills, the water use, and what was the other one?
Property
tax, thank you. but very engaged, had some good discussions and conversations with our legislators up there and getting our input from cities involved in some substitutions on those bills and whatnot. So, but yeah, it's an amazing process to be involved in, so that's been fun. But
thanks for participating on that, because that takes during the legislative session, that takes a significant amount of time. So thank you.
Incredible. The league staff is incredible. I'll just, yeah.
It makes you realize that it's worth all we contribute for them to protect us.
It is. They're huge advocates for cities. So
local government.
That's all.
AJ.
Well, you don't usually see the people behind the scenes, so I appreciate seeing what goes on behind the scenes. So thanks to you three or four, or however many you are. But thanks, it's good to put a name and a face with what really goes on. So I've been rubbing shoulders with the Miss Manti people. They're doing great. They got five solid contestants. They've started their workshops. I guess they're pretty solid young women that we have, and they're pretty excited to engage in the Miss Manti. I know I passed around a budget, and Jason passed around a budget. She needs to order for the crowns, and she called me, and I said, I don't know. I'll let you know after council. I know we've seen that budget. She needs to go ahead and start that budget that she submitted.
Have a call.
Okay. Okay. I will do that. So, and then to bounce off the legislative things, it's the league does a great job, and you know I read my emails every night on what's going on up there. But like Jason is good to send us some emails and texts of things that will affect our community directly, and to be able to reach out to our local representatives and express that concern of it's going to hurt us here in our town of Manti. So, thanks for reaching out to us on some of the critical ones that maybe take a little more push. So, thank you.
Thank you, AJ. Mary?
I don't really have a whole lot to add because we talked about it because we talked about the legislature. There are over 963 bills that have been introduced. Is that right now?
Yes.
And there's still like 3 weeks to go. So, yeah. So it's really good for the league to keep their eye on things and let us know the ones that deal with cities and things like that. And partnerships, not preemptions. So we're on it.
Great, thanks. Megan?
I'll just comment on the kids that we've seen last week. And I think that Hannah was super darling. They were so good. So that's exciting to see how they're going to move forward with Manti City Council. Also, I ran into Pam Lund about the Easter egg hunt. She also was wondering about her budget for this year.
$2.
Yeah, pass that along.
There's a lot of fights on
the
way. Joke, Matt.
So she wanted to know if it was remaining the same. If she could get a little more, she would appreciate it. But she just kind of wanted to make sure we knew that they need to get going. Guess you got my Easter.
Call Jason.
But yeah, I got my Easter. Yeah, I got 2 budget people. Everybody wants their money.
Everybody wants their money.
Okay, just so the council is aware, last year's budget was $1,500.
For
the Easter
egg. She has requested $1,800. So $300 increase.
Candy's expensive.
Chocolate.
Everything's gone.
I did tell her she might have to use the city council to help eggs, and she's like, oh, they sometimes eat too much. Except for the cookies.
Yeah.
Right?
Jason, how much was the over budget compared to last year's Miss Manti? Do you know that off the top of your head?
Sorry, I don't know that.
Okay, I was just curious. Well, we didn't do one last year.
Sorry.
So I guess, yeah. I can only imagine what it was. I can't remember.
I can go back and look. Work with the council on that.
Okay. Jason, do you have a recommendation? I mean, one of the things that we want to make sure is that we keep all of our events within an appropriate range, I think, of expenses. So, you know, just looking at all of them, $250 increase, $200. I'm sure that they need a little bit of increase, but I'd appreciate your recommendation as you look at our financials and the various events that we support, especially if we're putting together a new float for Miss Manti.
Yeah. Well, everything is increased, right? We know the fireworks, we'll spend an initial $2,000 for fireworks this year. An impact of $1,000 will be to our budget because we'll get the America 250 funds. But everything's going up, right? Fireworks, candy, expenses for the ATV ride. You know, we've increased our registration fee for some of those increases for 2026. So one thing that I could do for next council meeting is to provide like a clear cut, what is Manti City sponsor or co-sponsor for events, and what historically the budgets have been, to give the council an idea of what the impact would be to the budget for this year.
That'd be great.
I kind of wonder though, by the time the next council meeting rolls around, I'd imagine Pam wants to probably get going.
Yeah.
I mean, it'd be good information. I just wonder, like Miss Mante's chomping just because it takes so long to get these crowns, she said, and what she's got going. That's all it is. I mean, it'd be great information. I just wonder, get them rolling.
Yeah.
Because it is, we only meet every so often, so just, yeah.
So do we want to say, you know, at least whatever the amount that was done in prior years plus a little inflation percentage or something?
She mentioned, she's like, I will work with whatever, if you're willing.
Yeah.
So
did she mention if we gave her more last year? Because it seems like we...
No, I think she's been stuck at 1500.
Yeah, I don't think we increased her last year.
And she gets donations.
Yeah,
she said I those donations... Oh yeah, stand true. So
I would be okay with increasing her then to the what she asked for, the 1,800. So $300
yes,
more dollars.
Correct.
If we haven't increased it for a while, then that's probably fair. Because I know it was really expensive last year, chocolate. I remember her saying that, or candy, whatever.
And she did also say she needed to. She would come. Because she said some years she comes and talks.
Some
years they're like, don't worry about it. So
yeah,
if things. She will be willing to come and ask in front of all of us. So.
Yeah.
Jason, I'll turn it over to you for administrative reports.
Thank you. So I apologize, I didn't have this in the right folder. Just want to bring this up for some of the remodel at the Senior Center. Well, we have Jenny and Stacy here. So these are just some of the things that we've identified for the kitchen and main serving area. It's an all-improved kitchen and serving area. We leveled the floors, put the LPB flooring throughout the entire building, upgrade the two bathrooms in the front of the building, paint all the walls, and we're going to have a new stainless steel three-compartment stainless steel sink. A new wash sink, new window, a new island, same size, can't shrink it an inch, and it's a bit sad to do. Anyways, these are the things we're going to add to the kitchen and the main serving area. In the office, we'll have new flooring, we'll clean the paint, all the walls, new LED lighting throughout the whole facility, and then appliances. We've determined, thanks to you two, determined that there's several of those items that we can actually continue to use. So there'll be 11 appliances that we'll still use. Three new double ovens with cooktop surfaces, a new 54 inch wide commercial fridge, and the smaller fridge for the public use. So we're excited about the senior citizen project.
So Jason, when you, that top one, when it says kitchen and main serving area, are you talking about the kitchen and then the whole rest of the center in general?
Yes, all the way up to the front door to the bathroom.
Okay. So when you talk about the potential for the vinyl flooring and all that, that would be the whole...
The whole building. Carpet in the back of the building, which originally wasn't planned to be removed. We plan on removing that, putting the LVP down.
Perfect.
The whole works.
Perfect. Thank you. Thank you.
Today we had a meeting to update from our engineers, Sunrise Engineering, for the treatment plant. Just wanted to bring to everybody's attention that we're on track. Just to show the full funding for the project is $7,787,000. To date, Manti City has already contributed our $150,000, and that's in our escrow account. We've expended, of that $150,000 already, $137,106, and that was including the three invoices that you approved in the bills today for Sunrise Engineering. We have an advance, pre-construction advance funding of $685,000 that we can draw from. We will shortly, sometime mid-March, place the order for the filtration system. We'll have to do 10% down, $145,000. So that's where we'll use the remaining funds that the city needs to contribute, as well as the advancement of the Division of Drinking Water funding. Just to point out that it's a 40-year loan at 0% interest. I think today, if we were to go to Division of Drinking Water, we would not get those favorable rates. Just wanted to point out a couple other things as far as the design goes. We plan on March 17th having an internal with city staff and Sunrise the design. We'll have a 90% design review at that point. That's our target date, so that we can get approval from the Division of Drinking Water and advertise the project in April, go to construction early June, is what we're anticipating. Construction window will be 8 to 10 months. So that'll be nice to have that completed. We will add a SCADA system that will allow us to visualize and control the water tank levels, the spring flows, the controls for the filtration equipment. It'll be a nice system when we're all said and done. Any questions on the water treatment plant? We did slide it a little bit further down the hill so that we could anticipate a future water tank that'll go adjacent to the existing. So we decided it's best if we're going to plan for the future, let's make room that we can have a new water tank there at some point.
Very good. Anything else? Jason?
No, I just want to, I don't know, I drove into town Monday. It was awesome to see the trees trimmed down Main Street, where the trees have got so far, and the flag blowing in the wind, and just felt very appreciative of our guys and what they do. I sent a text out expressing that appreciation to the guys, and just, what a great place to live.
Mm-hmm. We're glad you're here, living here now, too. So.
Thanks, Mayor.
We will then move on to our public comment period, and you had something you wanted to...
Yes, please. I'm Sam Water, most of you know me, and I just want to make my comments beneficial to everybody, and I hope my questions and comments will be beneficial. As you know, I'm quite interested and so happy to see this project going forward on the senior center. Good on you. And as you may remember, that several months ago I appeared before the council and had a question regarding the building inspection. And I asked Kent if there was an inspection made. And he said, yeah. I said, well, what were the results of the inspection? What do you mean? Well, what did you find out? So, anyway, I asked if anybody had ever been down in the basement and see what's holding that building up.
Good. And he's an engineer.
I was going to say, he's the guy. He is the guy. Yeah.
So, my question back is, I've been down there. I talked to Rick about it one time. We had a good laugh. The only thing that's holding that building up is a couple of 4x4 posts. So my question is, are we going to spend some money in making that building sound? Because what good is it to put this money into it if we're throwing good money after bad and you start moving walls around, this and that and the other, and go through the floor? So anyway, that's a concern that I have. And I hope that the council will address it and look at it, into it. And I really appreciate the comments of our ladies back there, because they're wanting to save money, and that's all really good. And they're pretty happy with being quite frugal with what goes into it, and that cheer them on. But as we think about the improvements, let's think 10 years down the road, 20 years down the road. Are the improvements we make now going to be so stingy that 10 years down the road, we say, oh, gee whiz, we need to throw another $250,000 in this place?
Could you wrap it up? We try to keep it to 2 minutes per comment.
Okay. My next comment is, I would suggest to the city council that you have an oversight committee watching this $240,000 expenditure, and so that you get the best bang for your buck.
Thank you.
I would also recommend that you go and make an appointment to view other senior centers in our county, in our Utah. A wonderful one is up there in Bountiful, another one is in Caseville, another one is in St. George. They have a really good operating thing there, and there's no sense of us reinventing the wheel. We just need to go down there and see what they've done, what that's good. We can steal and put in harm.
Thank
Thoughts.
You. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you for your attention.
Does anyone else have comment?
I'll show you a quick
sure.
comment.
Sure. Thank you.
Sheriff Gunn, I'm not here for any reason. I know we have some new city council members and mayor. And, just checking in again. I try to show up at least quarterly, but at any time if you need something, want us here. Jason, he's been out of my office. I've had anything to get a hold of me. I'm happy to arrange my schedule to make it here if we're needed here. If something comes up, I can't make it here. I can always get one of my sergeants to respond if need be. If you're having any issues within the city, law enforcement related, I'm always open. I look at this as a team approach to our law enforcement in the community of Manti. And if you guys are getting concerns from the citizens, by all means, reach out to us so we can work together to address them.
Thank you.
Okay.
I think the main concern is always just people barreling through town on Main Street, you know.
And we did get that new speed trailer. We've had it up on 6 South. We've had it up on 5th South. I'm happy to place that in Manti. We can get some data out of that trailer. If some of the citizens are complaining of speed in different areas of the city and we want to grab some data on that, it also does help as a tool to slow traffic down. I put it out on roads out in the county where I know traffic is going a lot faster than what the data is reporting. And I credit that to people see the trailer, flashy speed, slows them down. So some of that data may not be accurate, right? Because when the trailer's not there, I know they're speeding up. When the trailer is there, they slow down.
Do you have any information for us that you'd like us to be aware of?
I can go over some yearly stats of the county, some good things that have come through. The county's growing. This is a general of the entire county. Dispatch calls actually going into our dispatch center for the year 2025. We had 22,094 calls going to the dispatch center last year. In 2024, it was 18,735. There's an increase of calls going into, and that's attributed to, the growth in the county. We're going to get more calls. But some good things out of that is, as I look through the stats, is like our drug calls are trending down.
Great.
Last year we had 42. We've trended down every year. In 2021, we were at 139. So we're seeing that that going down each year, which is a positive thing. Our DUIs also going down. We went from 58 in 2024 to 37. And that's not because the deputies aren't out looking for DUIs. We started tracking traffic stops a little different when we got a new program. But our traffic stops have gone up tremendously countywide, and our DUIs have gone down. So it's not like the deputies aren't making the contacts with the motorists. It's just a combination of the citizens in the county not drinking and driving or doing drugs and driving, and drugs are going down as well. Also, some of the programs we've implemented in the county with our RSAT, which is our residential substance abuse treatment program out at the jail, community health worker, our probation, a lot of programs we've put in. We've seen our recidivism rates in the county dropping. We were up in the mid-60s. We're clear down in the low 20s, which is huge, which is also kind of in line with those types of calls dropping. Our burglaries have dropped. The burgs for the county, they went from in 2021 from 47, and last year we had 13. Thefts, 2021, we were at 271. We were at 191. So, I mean, so we're seeing some good information and good public safety for the county. What we want to see, those types of crime statistics dropping. So, good stuff.
Thanks for sharing that. Mm-hmm. Good info. And thanks for being here.
You're right. Like I say, happy to come. I like, as Matt knows, search and rescue is up on the mountain right now. So I'm busy, but if I can make it, you need me here. I'm happy to be here. I'm happy to arrange my schedule. If I can't make it, I do have great staff that we can make sure to be here if you have a question or we need to put something on the agenda.
Great.
Thank you so much.
Before our public comment ends, Stacy's new liaison to the county, and we have Jenny and Amber back there who are magicians in the kitchen at the senior center. I think it'd be really nice if she wouldn't be too embarrassed to introduce yourself, Stacy, in your new position, and then Jenny and Amber, just so people here know. Because our senior center is phenomenal. I mean, they really do a great job over there. And those seniors go in and they have a magical time, even when Sam's there. with his little banjo that he plays, but maybe Stacy, if you could.
Okay, so I'm Stacy Carlisle. I'm the new Deputy County Senior Nutrition Manager. So I manage Gunnison, Mantic, and Moroni Senior Centers. It used to be Sixth County, but now Sampson County has taken it over. It's a great, great program. And then we've got Denny, she's the site supervisor in Manti, and then Amber, she's one of the cooks, and they do a fantastic job. It's a great program. I just kind of want to address what Sam said a little bit. I just want you guys to know that we're not going cheap on things. I felt like the bid was over exaggerated. I don't feel like we want this center to feel comfortable to people. We don't want it to feel like a surgical center. We want the seniors to feel comfortable there, and that's what it's for. It's a community. We want them to come, feel like they can sit around and be comfortable. Moroni Center, I have been there. It's new, and they don't have cabinets like Manta has, and they miss them. That's kind of why we wanted to visit with that kind of stuff. Moroni, they don't have the commercial kitchen either, so it's. You know, we're not trying to be cheap. We're just trying to make it so the money can go in places that we feel like it's important to go to and that would be more beneficial for the seniors. Because that's what it's for. It's for the seniors.
Thank you, Stacy. Appreciate
thanks.
That information.
Thanks, Stacy and Jenny and Bert.
Does anyone else have anything that they'd like to comment on? All right. We'll move on to... My comment. So, being a little more involved with the UMPA, I am learning lots of new things. In fact, I was trying to wade through a 60-page document this morning with all sorts of technicalities, and the last 30 pages I just started skimming because it was a little bit of an overload. But I will be attending the American Public Power Association meetings with UMPA next week. And as I was looking through the materials that they had provided for me to review, because I mentioned last week about Lake Powell and the level dropping, I thought that this was interesting information that you might like to know, because it was interesting to me. UMPA receives approximately 20% of its power supply from the federal Colorado River Storage Project. And that is down from 25%, so it's dropped 5% in the last 5 years. And part of that is drought. The hydroelectric energy is produced at projects like the Glen Canyon Dam and Flaming Gorge Dam, and includes also power from Deer Creek and Olmsted projects. And one of the things they said is the ongoing multi-year drought in the basin is reducing generation at these power plants, creating challenges to finding replacement power at reasonable rates. UMPA does an amazing job with buying and selling power to benefit us as one of its main six customers. And I think Kent told us several times in the last couple of years that other communities in our county had had to increase their power rates significantly, but the UMPA has managed so well that we were able to stay pretty level. But if the drought continues, which we hope it doesn't, then we could start to see some negative effects in terms of power rates. Anyway, I just wanted to share that with you, and if I find some more interesting information, I'll be happy to share that too. Perfect. All right, so I think that wraps it up for our council meeting this evening. We do have some information that we need to discuss in closed session regarding sale, lease, and purchase of property and pending litigation. Thank you, Sheriff, again for coming and for law enforcement people.
Thanks, Roy.
And personnel. We're going to discuss personnel too. Thank you, Mary. Thank you all for coming. I will accept a motion to move into closed session. Motion made by Jennifer Chris Jansen and seconded by Megan Johnson to move into closed session. Roll call vote. Megan?
Yes.
Mary?
Yes.
AJ?
Yes.
Jen?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Okay. The meeting. Thank you for
coming.
I'll use them now. Oh, was I supposed to say all in favor?
Yep.
Yeah. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. The motion passes to move into a full session.
Super professional.